今天的题目是现实的人生。
The topic of today's message is the reality of life.
传道书第四章第一节到第十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 1 through 16.
让我们打开圣经，我只是用中文念，如果你看英文的话，你跟着一起看。
It will be read only in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
传道书第四章第一节，这个是所罗门王所说的。我又转念见日光之下所行的一切欺压，看哪，受欺压的流泪，且无人安慰；欺压他们的有势力，也无人安慰他们。因此我赞叹那早已死的死人，胜过那还活着的活人，并且我以为那未曾生的，就是未见过日光之下恶事的，比这两等人更强。我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样的灵巧的工作，就被灵视嫉妒，这也是虚空，也是普风。一位人抱着手刺自己的肉，满了一把，得享安静，强如满了两把，劳碌普丰。我又转念见日光之下有一件虚空的事，有人孤单无二，无子无兄，竟劳碌不喜，眼目也不以钱财为足。他说，我劳劳碌碌刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴。若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。再者，二人同睡，就都暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？有人攻胜孤独孤身的人一人，若有二人更能抵挡他，三股合成的绳子不容易折断。贫穷而有智慧的少年人，胜过年老不肯纳念的一位王。这人是从监牢中出来做王，在他国中生来仍是贫穷的。我见日光之下一切行动的活人都随从那第二位，就是起来代替老王的少年人。他所治理的众人就是他的百姓，多得无数，在他后来的人尚且不喜悦他，这真是虚空，也是普风。那过去的三篇信息我谈到这个人生的虚空。
For the last three messages, I've talked about the vanity of life.
那所罗门王以他的智慧、他的地位、名誉和财富还有势力来证明一个人的生命如果没有神是虚空的。
So, King Solomon used his wisdom, his position, his fame, his wealth, and his power to prove this point.
那所罗门王在传道书第一章跟第二章。
And in first and second chapter of Ecclesiastes.
他谈到人在周围看到和经历到的事情。
He talked about the things that he have seen around him.
当他进入这个传道书第三章的时候。
And as he entered into chapter 3.
那么他从另外一个角度来看人活在这个世上的意义。
He looked at the purpose of man on earth from a different angle.
那所罗门王说，首先我们当往外看。
So King Solomon said, first we must look outside.
看到那位掌权 时间跟万物的这位神。
To look at this God who is sovereign over everything and man.
那么同时我们应当往上看。
We should also look upward.
因为有一位有一位神把这个永恒放在我们的心里面。
Because this God put eternity in man's heart.
那么最后他说我们应当往前看。
And lastly, he said we should look forward.
因为每一个人都是被神用尘土所造的。
Because every person was created by God with earth.
那么有一天离开这个世界的时候都会归于尘土。
Man is created with dirt. And so as we die, we will return to dirt.
然后换句话说就是每一个人有一天必须要面对死亡。
In another words, it means everyone must face death one day.
那么除了往外看、往上看、往前看。
So besides looking outward, upward, and forward.
那么所罗门王在传道书第四章说。
In chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon said.
他说人必须再次的往周围看。
He said, man must once again look around him.
那么这一次所罗门王看到周围所发生的事情。
This time, King Solomon saw what was happening around him.
那么心里感到很不公平而且虚空。
And he felt vain, and he also felt empty, and also, depressed.
Unfair.
Unfair.
啊那么当所罗门王谈论到这个在日光之下的人生的时候。
And so when Solomon talked about what is happening under the sun.
那么他的看法有一点所谓脱离这个现实和哲理性的。
His point of view is a bit detached from reality and also is philosophical.
那么当时他的结论说虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空。
And so at that time, his conclusion was, everything is in vain, everything is in vain.
那么但是当他再次谈论到这个问题的时候。
But as he looked at this, question once again.
那么他进入人群去看。
He went into the people and he watched.
而他发现到人的生活确实不是这样那么简单。
He discovered that man's life is really not that simple.
那么当他观察到他们所面对的处境。
And as he observed the situations men were in.
那么所罗门王必须要面对一个很痛苦的一个现实。
He must face a very painful reality.
比如说人生死的问题。
For example, the life and death of man.
啊，还有这个时间跟这个永恒的观念。
The concept of time and eternity.
然后最后还有这个审判。
And also the last judgment.
所以在这个传道书第四章里面。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
所罗门王记载了他在四个不同地方所得来的观察。
He recorded the four, the different observation from four different situations.
所以他在这些地方所以这些地方的人所看到这些地方的人所经历到那种现实。
So he realized the truth that these people must face in these situations.
并且他觉得都是虚空的。
And then he thought they are all in vanity.
所以所罗门王说一个现实的人生他第一个地方去看的就是法庭。
So, the first place of reality of life is in the court of law.
在传道书第四章第一节他这么说。
So, in chapter 4 verse 1 he said,
我又转念见日光之下所行的一切欺压看啊受欺压流泪且无人安慰欺压他们的有势力也无人安慰他们。
Then I looked again at all the acts of oppression which were being done under the sun, and behold, I saw the tears of the oppressed, and that they had no one to comfort them. And on the side of their oppressors was power, but they had no one to comfort them.
他说这些有势力的人欺压那些无能为力的人。
He said, these people with power are oppressing people who have none.
然后使到他们的心受到伤害。
So they were hurt.
而且没有人来去安慰他们。
But no one is able to comfort them.
然后当法庭失去它的功用的时候，
When the court of law lost its function,
那些无能为力的人必会受到那些有势力的人给他们带来的欺压。
Then the powerless one will be oppressed by those who have power.
我们很多时候这个所谓这个政治这两个字有时候是很肮脏的。
A lot of times the word politics bring forth the idea of dirtiness.
有人说政治是为了个人的利益来执行公家的事情。
Some people said politics is used by people for their own good.
我们当时以色列人有一个很完整的立法系统。
At that time, the Israelites have a very perfect, lawful system.
那么这个系统是根据神的律法，还有神的诫命。
And this system is working according to God's law and His commandments.
但是这个律法系统被人败坏，用来行不公正的事情。
But then this system was corrupted by man to do unfair things.
所以当摩西谈到这个审判的事情的时候，
So when Moses mentioned about judgment,
他警告那些审判者或者法官必须以忠诚和公正的事情来执行他们的任务。
He warned those, the judges to practice honesty and just.
比如说在利未记19章15节这么说。
For example, in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15,
你们施行审判不可行不义，不可偏不穷人，也不可看重有势力的人，只要按照公义审判你的邻舍。
You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor defer to the great, but you ought to judge your neighbor fairly.
那么根据列王记上第三章第十六节到二十八节的记载。
And according to 2 Kings, or 1 Kings, chapter 3, verse 16 to 28.
我们所罗门王是一位有智慧而且公正的王。
King Solomon was a king with wisdom and also he's fair.
但是他却不能保证国家里面的官长是忠诚而且是公正的。
But yet he cannot guarantee that every official in the country are just and fair.
所以当所罗门王进去看这个法庭的时候，
So as he entered into the court of law,
他看到一些无辜的人被这些有势力的人欺压。
He saw that these helpless, the powerless ones were oppressed by these people in power.
而且这些无能为力的人受到伤害。
And these poor people were hurt.
但是没有人去安慰他们。
But nobody comforted them.
也没有人站出来去帮助他们。
And nobody stand out to help them.
那么这些有势力的人滥用他们的权力来欺压这些无辜的人。
So these people in office, were abusing their place of power to oppress the powerless one.
所以所罗门王在这个法庭里面看到三件可悲的事情。
So in the court of law, King Solomon saw three sad events.
第一就是欺压和被人利用的事情发生在一个施行公正的一个地方。
First of all, oppression and exploitation were seen in a place where judgment is supposed to be.
然后法庭是一个施行公正的一个地方。
The court is a place where justice is observed.
但是却失去了它真正的功用。
But it has lost its real purpose.
然后第二点，所罗门王看到这些无辜的人所得来那种伤害，还有他们的忧伤。
Secondly, King Solomon saw that these innocent people were hurt and they were saddened.
然后最后，他看到这些被欺压的人。没有人出来安慰他们。
And last of all, he see that no one comfort them.
所以当他见证到这些事情的时候，
And as he witnessed all these,
他自己感到很伤心。
He felt very sad.
所以他在这里四章二节这么说。
So in verse 2, he said,
他说因此我赞叹那早已死的死人胜过那还活着的人。
So I congratulated the dead who are already dead more than the living who are still living.
他说这些被欺压的人死去好过活着而被人欺压。
He said these oppressed ones are better dead than alive.
如果没有生下来更加的好。
It is even better if they have never been born.
因为不需要经历这些不公正而且这些罪恶的行为所带来的后果。
Because then they would not have to experience injustice and also the consequence of all this wrongdoing.
为什么所罗门王不能够除去这些不公正的事情？
Then how come King Solomon cannot get rid of all this injustice?
既然他是做王的。
Because he's the king.
但很可惜，连王都不能够解决这些问题。
But unfortunately, even a king cannot solve these problems.
那么有一阵子，所罗门王进去尝试解决这些问题。
Actually, therefore, while King Solomon tried to resolve these issues,
但是所得来的是更多其他的问题。
But the result is other issues have arisen.
他看到更多腐败的事情。
He saw more corruption.
那么这些欺压无能为力的人和不公正这些和不公正的事情。
So oppression and injustice.
其实不止发生在所罗门王的时代。
It did not only happen during the King Solomon reign.
也发生在现今的时代，很普遍。
It also happened commonly nowadays.
如果我们张开我们的眼睛去看的话。
If we open up our eyes.
腐败和不公正的事情实在是太多了。
Corruption and injustice is very common.
墨西哥的卡洛·斯林曾经是世界上最富有的人。
Carlos Slim of Mexico were once a very wealthy man.
他比 Bill Gates 更加富有，那个时候。
At his time, he was wealthier than Bill Gates.
他的钱财多得有余。
He had a lot of wealth.
但是超过一半的墨西哥人。
But half of Mexicans.
一个人每一天的生活费用只不过是$5。
Their daily cost of living is only $5.
我们在缅甸的昂苏基是曾经是诺贝尔得奖者。
Aung San Suu Kyi of Myanmar was once a Nobel Prize recipient.
那么他在1990年被人民选为做国家的领袖。
In 1990, he was elected to be the leader of the country.
但是很多年他都不能够成为国家的领袖。
But for many, many years, he was not able to be the leader.
那反而被关在家里面。
But he was under house arrest at that time.
马来西亚目前的首相被人控告他偷国家的钱。
The present Malaysian Prime Minister was told, or he was
he stolen.
People have he was blamed for stealing the country's money.
Actually, he was charged.
He was charged.
但是被控告的人却被关在监牢里面。
But the one who charged him was locked up.
所以一个很现实的人生不只可以在法庭里面看到。
So for the reality of life, not only can you see it in the court.
那么第二，我们可以在工地里面看到。
We can also see it in the field, in the workplace.
所谓工地是指工厂或者经商的地方。
So the workplace here refers to your workplace, or it can be in the business world.
所以在这个地方，所罗门王看到四种人。
So here in this situation, Solomon saw four different people.
第一种是很勤劳的人。
First one are the hard workers.
在这个地方，他看到人互相的竞争。
And in this place, he see a lot of competition among men.
在四章第四节上。我又见人为一切的劳碌和各样的灵巧的工作就被邻舍嫉妒。
I have seen that every labor and every skill which is done is the result of rivalry between a man and his neighbor.
然后他继续说，有人孤单无二， 无子无兄，竟劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为足。他说我劳碌该苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？
There was a certain man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother, yet there was no end to all his labor. Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked, and for whom am I belaboring and depriving myself of pleasure?
所以这两处经文让我们看到人的嫉妒，还有人对自己的生活感到不满。
So from these two verses, we can see rivalry and also a person who is very displeased about his life.
所以人在这个工厂或者经商的地方互相的拼命的劳碌。
And that causes them to work really hard in the workplace.
而且拼命的竞争。
And to compete.
啊，希望比别人好，比别人多。
Hoping to be better than others and to gain more than others.
那工作是神赐给人的。
Work was granted by God to man.
因为所罗门王在箴言书里面劝勉们要做一个勤劳的人。
Because King Solomon had reminded us or help us to understand that we need to be hardworking.
在工作上勤劳是圣经的教导。
To work hard at your work is a teaching of the Bible.
但当所罗门进去这个社会观看的时候。
But as King Solomon entered into the society and observed.
他看到这些人都很勤劳。
He saw that all these people are very hardworking.
为着生活来劳碌。
And they work hard for their living.
但是他看到他们劳碌的生活。
But as he observed how they work hard.
不是为了把工作做好。
It is not because they want to do their work good.
使到别人得到好处。
To help others to gain from their work.
所以他们拼命的在竞争。
But they were competing.
希望自己比别人好。
Then the purpose is to so that they are better than others.
不晓得你是否有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have had this experience.
当看到别人比你更好的时候。
When you see other people are better than you are.
你心里面感到不舒服。
You feel uncomfortable.
而且会感到嫉妒。
And you feel you are
jealous.
Jealous.
那么当看到同学、同事或者朋友比你更好的时候
，When you see that your coworkers or your other students or your friends are doing better than you are，
不会为他们高兴
，You're not happy for them，
而且感到嫉妒
，But you were jealous。
我们活在一个充满竞争的社会里面。
We live in a very competitive society.
运动有运动的竞争。
There are competition in sports.
做生意有做生意的竞争。
In the business world.
做学生也有做学生的竞争。
There are competition among students.
很可惜，教会之间也有竞争。
And unfortunately, there are competition between churches.
那么从人的角度来看，这些竞争的事情是理所当然的。
From a man's point of view, these are all very natural.
但是从圣经的教导却是相反的。
But it is different if you look at it from the teaching of the Bible.
比如说保罗在腓立比书第二章说。
So for example, Paul said in Philippians chapter 2.
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看自己别人强。个人不要单单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others.
那么当所罗门王进入人群去看的时候
，So as King Solomon observed among men，
他不只看到人的成就被别人嫉妒
，He not only observed that men's success causes jealousy，
他也看到人拼命的劳碌是因为对自己所拥有的感到不满
，And he also observed that men's hardworkingness was because they want themselves to be better than others。
所以第二种人呢？
So the second type of man.
所罗门王说，在工厂上，在经商的地方，有勤劳的人，也有懒惰的人。
He said, not only are there hard workers in the workplace, but there are also lazy people in the workplace.
在第五节说，愚昧人抱着手吃自己的肉。
Verse 5 it says, the fool folds his hands and consumes his own flesh.
他懒到做到一个地步，自己的肉也吃掉了。
He was so lazy, he would rather eat his own flesh.
在这里我们看到两个极端。
So here we see two extremes.
一个是很勤劳所带来那种竞争。
One is the hard workers who's causing all this competition.
另外是一个很懒惰，完全没有竞争。
And the other extreme is the lazy one who has no competition.
所以当他看到这些懒惰的人，他感到不高兴。
So when he saw these lazy people, he felt he's not happy.
因此他不同情这些人。
So he has no compassion for them.
在箴言书第十九章第十五节这个是所罗门王写的。
So in Proverbs, which was written by King Solomon, chapter 19, verse 15.
懒惰使人沉睡，怎么念那两个字？懈怠人的必受饥饿。
Laziness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle man will suffer hunger.
那么曾经有一个很富有的工业家还有一位渔夫。
There was once a very wealthy industrialist and a fisherman.
那么有一天，这个工业家看到这个懒懒散的渔夫坐在他的渔船的旁边。
One day he saw there was a fisherman just sitting there next to his boat.
那么这位工业家他感到不高兴。
This industrialist thought was unhappy.
他就对这位渔夫说。
So he told this fisherman.
你为什么不出海去捕鱼
？He said, "How come you're not going out to sea to fish?"
这位渔夫就说。我已经捕够了。
And the fisherman said, I have already caught enough.
那么这位工业家就对他说。
And so this industrialist said,
为什么你不捕多一点？
How come you don't go and catch some more?
渔夫就对他说。
And the fisherman said,
我要这么多鱼来干嘛？
He said, why do I want more fish?
那工业家有点不耐烦。
And the industrialist was impatient now.
就对他说
And so he told him,
你可以赚更多的钱
Because you can earn more money,
买更多的渔船
You can buy more fishing boats,
到更深的海去捕多更多的鱼
You can go to deeper sea and catch more fish,
然后赚更多的钱
You can earn more money,
好像我赚这么多钱一样
Just like me, I earn a lot.
但是渔夫对他说
But the fisherman told him,
要这么多钱来做什么?
Why do I want more money?
工业家就回答说,
Industrialist said,
你可以退休然后去享受人生。
He said, then you can retire and enjoy life.
那渔夫就对他说,
And the fisherman said,
我现在就在享受人生。
I am already enjoying life right now.
所以从这个故事里面我们看到两个极端。
So from this story, we saw two extremes.
那工业家的这种劳苦出于物质的追求而享受。
The industrialist worked hard, and it's because he wanted to gain more.
那么而渔夫的懒散带来这个自满还有落魄的生活。
And this fisherman, his seemingly laziness bring about self satisfaction.
那么圣经教导我们要做个一个勤劳的人。
The Bible taught us to be hardworking.
但是勤劳不是为着自己。
But the hardworkingness is not for myself.
而是为了神的荣耀。
But it is for God's glory.
那么第三种人。
The third kind of people.
在第六节说，满了一把，得享安静，强弩满了两把，劳碌捕风。
In verse 6 it said, one hand full of rest is better than two fists full of labor and striving after wind.
那这种人的生命是一个有平衡的一个生命。
This person have a balanced life.
他很勤劳的去工作。
He work hard.
但是他也会找时间来去休闲。
But he also take time to rest.
啊，就好像 Ralph 跟 Linda 这样，过去。
Just as Ralph and Linda.
啊，他们非常的勤劳去侍奉神。
They work hard at serving God.
啊，但是他们到外面去旅游。
But they take time to go and to go on vacation.
啊，这些人他们的竞争不是为了自己。
These people's competition is not. It's for themselves.
啊，但是我们也看到他们有过着一个懒惰的生活。
But we also saw that some live a lazy life.
啊，they did not live a lazy life. 我们来看第四种人。
So the fourth kind of person.
啊，所罗门看到一个孤单而且很勤劳的人。
Solomon saw a lonely but also a very hard worker, a lonely man and a hard worker.
有人孤单无儿无子无兄。啊，尽劳碌不息，眼目也不以钱财为主。
There was a certain man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother, yet there was no end to all his labor.
啊，他说我劳劳碌碌，刻苦自己，不享福乐，到底是为谁呢？
Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked, and for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure? This too.
所以所罗门王说，这也是虚空，是极重的劳苦。
This too is vanity, and it is a grievous task.
所罗门发觉到这个人没有亲人。
Solomon observed that this person has no family.
啊，朋友也不多。
Not a whole lot of friends.
啊，但是他很富有。
But he is very wealthy.
啊，他在生活上很忙碌。
He lived a very busy life.
也没有时间去享受他所赚取的。
No time to enjoy what he had worked for.
当他离开世界的时候，也没有人继承他的财产。
And as he left the world, there's no inherit, no person, no dependent to inherit.
所以所罗门王说，这个也是虚空啊。
And so Solomon said, this also is vanity.
所以我们看到所罗门王在这个社会里面看到这些现实的人生。
So in the society, Solomon observed the reality of life.
所以他在法庭里面看到。
So in the court of law, he saw.
然后他在工厂里面看到。
In the workplace, he saw.
然后现在第三个地方他看到是在人生的道路上看到。
And then the third place he observed is in the daily life.
两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor.
所以所罗门王已经看过那个很孤独的人。
So King Solomon already saw the lonely person.
没有亲戚朋友的那个人。
There's no family, no friends.
因此他说两个人比一个人好。
That's why he said two are better than one.
那么当时在这个巴勒斯坦地带，那些路都不是很平坦的。
So at that time in Palestine, the roads are not very even.
而且很多这个石头。
There were a lot of rocks.
不晓得你们有没有去过爬过山
？Have you ever gone hiking?
有没有
？Anybody?
啊，我们的山很靠近。
We are very close to a hill, to a mountain.
如果你有去爬过山，你就会体会到当时的情况。
If you have ever gone hiking, then you will understand the situation here.
这些小小的路上上下下。
The small road and they go up and down, up and downhill.
很不好走。
Difficult to walk on.
如果你自己去爬山的话，一个人啊。
If you go by yourself to go hike.
必定会感到很孤单，而且有时候感到不安全。
You will feel lonely, sometimes you will feel unsafe.
但是如果有另外一个人或多几个人的话。
But if there is another person or a few others.
情况就不一样了。
Then it's a different situation.
因此所罗门说两个人总比一个人好。
And that's why Solomon said two are better than one.
在加州这个伯克利大学有一位教授叫做 Leonard Sim。
At the University of California at Berkeley, there's a professor called Leonard Sim.
他指明这个社交的生活，还有他的支持死亡，还有生病的比例之间那种关系的重要性。
he emphasized the percentage between social life and support, and also death and sickness.
他说平均世界上最长命的人是日本人。
He said, on the average, the Japanese are the longest living people.
啊，主要的原因是因为他们的社会文化，人与人之间的关系有一个很健全的一个结构。
And the main reason is because there is a very, good relationship in their culture, in their society, in their interpersonal relationship.
很少人是孤独的自己生活。
There are very few of them who live alone.
所以这位教授他相信。
So this professor believes.
日本人那种密切社交的生活。
For the Japanese, very tight-knitted interpersonal, relationship.
使到他们身体健康。
It make them healthy.
而且延长了他们的寿命。
And it prolonged their lives.
反过来说。
And, on the other hand,
他指明说这些孤独生活的人。
He pointed out that those who lived alone.
死亡率比较高。
The death rate is higher, percentage is higher.
所以这个社交的生活还有他的支持能够提升一个人的身体的健康还有他的寿命。
So a good social, network can increase the life expectancy and also the health of a person.
你知道吗？经常来参加教会的人。
So you know that people who come to church all the time.
他们的寿命比那些没有参加教会的人来得长。
They live longer than those who are non-church goer.
This is proven by research.
This is proven by research.
所以这节经文说，两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
And so in this verse it says two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor.
所以圣经不单讲两个人比一个人好。
Not only that the Bible said two are better than one.
圣经也强调我们应当以爱心来互相的服侍。
The Bible also stressed that we should support one another with love.
也要爱人如己。
To love others as yourself.
赦免别人的过犯
，to forgive others of their sin，
因为这种心态能够影响我们身体的健康，也能够延长我们的生命。
Because this attitude can affect our health and also can prolong our lives.
一个经常发脾气的人，而且不肯赦免别人过犯的人
，somebody who is always angry and who refuses to forgive others，
然后心里不会有平安和喜乐。
They will not have peace or joy in their heart.
因此影响到他的健康。
And that can cause their health.
而且减少他的寿命。
And it will shorten their lives.
那么所罗门王说第四点，一个现实的人生最后是在王宫里面看到。
So Solomon said the last place he saw the reality of life was in the palace.
贫穷而有智慧的少年人胜过年老不肯纳念的一位王。
A poor yet wise lad is better than an old and foolish king who no longer knows how to receive instruction.
那么这人是从监牢中出来做王，在他国中生来是原是贫穷的。
For he has come out of prison to become king, even though he was born poor in his kingdom.
我见日光之下一切行动的活人都随从那第二位就是那起来代替老王的少年人。
I have seen all the living under the sun thrown to the side of the second lad who replaces him.
他所治理的众人就算就是他的百姓多得无数在他后来的人尚且不喜悦他。
There is no end to all the people, to all who were before them, and before the ones who will come later will not be happy with him.
这真是虚空，又是捕风。
For this too is vanity and striving after wind.
所以从这段经文里面，所罗门王提到两个事实。
So from this scripture, Solomon pointed out two reality.
第一个事实是政权的不稳定。
The first fact is instability of political power.
第二个事实是民生的改变。
The second fact is the fickleness of popularity.
第一个事实是说明这位王曾经是听他的顾问。
The first fact show that this king used to listen to instruction and his advisors.
而且以这个智慧来治理他的国家。
And he reigned with wisdom.
但是当他年老的时候，他不听他自己的顾问的劝告。
But as he got older, he refused to listen to his advisors.
第二个事实说明有一个有智慧但是很贫穷的一个少年人。
The second fact points out that there is a poor but a very wise young lad.
那么他从监牢出来之后得到众人的喜爱把他升成一位王。
And after he left the prison, he was loved by others and he became king.
但是他的王权不能够持久。
But his reign was not, he cannot maintain his reign.
但是因为后来的人不喜欢他。
It's because those who came after him don't like him.
所以所罗门王说这些也是虚空而且是普风的。
So that's why King Solomon said this is also vanity and striving after wind.
所以从这个传道书第一章到第四章我们看到所罗门王从一个哲理的观点来证明人活在世界上如果没有神是虚空的。
So from Ecclesiastes chapter 1 through 4, King Solomon was looking or using a philosophical point of view to show that men living on earth, if they are without God, is in vain.
除此之外，他进入人间去看。
Besides that, he entered into the people society.
他却发现到人的生活不是那么简单的。
Then he realized that man's life is not that simple.
那么他观察到人所面对那种处境。
And he observed the different situations men must face.
那么因此他必须要面对一个很痛苦的一个现实。
And therefore he must face a difficult reality.
那么他看到这些不公正的事情。
He saw the unjust going on.
人活在这个世界上拼命的劳碌。
And men living on this earth just working hard.
而且互相的竞争。
And they compete with each other.
而且被人嫉妒。
And there were jealousy amongst them.
那么他也看到这个政权的不稳定。
And he saw the instability of politics.
他也看到这个民生会改变的。
And he saw the fickleness of popularity.
所以这一切他说都是虚空的。
So he said all of these are vanity.
那么是的，这个现实的世界让我们看到，如果没有神，一切都是虚空的。
So the reality of life let us realize that without God, this life is in vain.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
我们在这个世界上看到很多很现实的事情。
We can see a lot of reality around the earth.Around us.
人们拼命地在劳碌。
Men work very hard.
互相的竞争。
They compete with one another.
互相的嫉妒。
And they have jealousy among them.
我们也看到很多不公正的事情。
We also see a lot of injustice.
我们也看到政权的不稳定。
We saw that politics.
我们也看到民生的改变。
We saw the futility of fame.
是的，这个人生是虚空的。
Yes, this life is in vain.
如果没有神，确实是虚空的。
If there is no God, if we don't have God, our life is in vain.
亲爱的父神，求你赐给我们智慧。
Heavenly Father, please give us wisdom.
让我们能够分辨什么是有智慧，那是合一味的事情。
Help us to discern between wise and unwise things.
也帮助我们能够看清楚这一生只有这位真神，生命才不会虚空。
And help us see clearly that only with you in our life, that our life will not be in vain.
因为只有这位真神主耶稣能够填满我们这个空虚的心灵。
Because only this one true God, the Lord Jesus, can fill up our emptiness.
世界上一切都不能够填满我们这个空虚的事。
Because everything else in the world cannot fill our emptiness.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
求你帮助我们能够明白，能够体会这个虚空的人生。
And help us to understand and to know this life that is vanity.
然后更加的信靠你。
And then to trust in you more.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.